This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Volatility, specifically volatility in the stock market. We've seen prices swing up and down this year. It's been a bit dizzy-making at times. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tries to make the markets make some sense.
Markets may have had a little too much eggnog over the holidays. Richard DeKayser is corporate economist with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, equity and fixed income markets both have been exhibiting outsized volatility, large swings.
Volatility is a sign of market uncertainty. And between Russia and Europe and emerging markets and China and oil, we have a lot to be uncertain about, says Lawrence McDonald, director of macro strategy at NewEdge, one of the largest futures brokers in the world.
I can't even begin to tell you, there's just tremendous leverage that's tied to the price of oil. So if the price of oil continues to decline, once again, we will have a spectacular surge in volatility.
What does that mean?
Volatility only spikes when the market's going in a downward direction.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Look, the market is overdue for a correction, full stop.
That is Max Wolf. He's chief economist with Manhattan Venture Partners. He's more cautious than McDonald, but he still sees writing on the wall. He says the U.S. has drawn in money from around the globe as economies the world over have soured.
But eventually you have to pay the piper for that because you're really just the cleanest dirty shirt in the hamper.
Maybe. But not everybody agrees volatility is the harbinger of doom. Richard DeKayser with Wells Fargo.
I think more likely right about now, the explanation has to do with the fact that markets are thinly traded. Traders are just like everybody else. They go on vacation, so there's generally less volume.
Translation, in a still pond, one or two fish can make waves. Whatever is going on, we will probably have to wait until 2015 to find out what, if anything, it means. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.